On the app, online,
and across the Cape on 567 AM.
This is Cape Talk.
This is Cape Talk.
Before we go into our next interview, we are talking about Tiger Woods. We're talking about moral matters. And the question that we are asking you is from an SMS from Dana last week, saying that why do you accept people like Tiger Woods after their previous private transgressions? And it's a dilemma that I've been trying to figure out for myself. And the conclusion that I've come to is that it's a personal moral issue. It's a personal moral issue, I suppose, in that there are some people that you are more, you can forgive for doing something, and then there are others that you will not forgive for doing something else. I mean, I'm a big fan of Tiger Woods. I do support him, but let's be frank about it. He was a womanizer. And so let's ask you at home, why do you accept people like Tiger Woods and not accept others, you know, after their previous private transgressions? 021-446-0567. Good morning to you.
Early breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Let's talk about women. It is Women's Month after all. And according to a recruitment expert, men need to be more involved at home to ensure that, you know, more women are included in the workplace and in the general economic growth. Errol Freeman, Marketing Director at recruitment agency Lulaway, joins you this morning then to chat just about that. Errol, I mean, it seems like more women are looking for jobs, and this is a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, we've noticed that for a number of years now, that, you know, just right from the beginning, like when we used to do these recruitment drives, that, you know, the women were queuing up waiting for jobs, and unfortunately the men, for whatever reason, generally weren't, you know. And, you know, doing some research and going into it, realized that most women, unfortunately, are in a situation where they're more desperate, and they usually single mothers and they have dependents. And, you know, just take getting a job and keeping a job a lot more seriously than the men out there. So I'm trying to be as politically correct as possible. But
we do what we must do.
You know, this is something that's the phenomenon that we've come across, and we've done a bit of research and, you know, asked the questions and filled out the forms, and this is generally what we're finding.
And to be fair, Errol, what you're asking here is you are asking men to change, I'm not going to say tradition, but a supposedly mentality that men are not supposed to be involved in household issues. What you're saying is completely the opposite, is that male must get involved with family responsibilities, thereby freeing up women to get employed.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, or the opposite. I mean, maybe just men must, you know, get more involved in actually pursuing work and sticking it out in work, so that the woman, in a way, could, you know, be more involved in the family issues, family responsibilities.
Ah, I hear you now.
You know what I'm saying. Just to clarify some things, I mean, Lulaway is not essentially a recruitment agency by any means. I mean, recruitment is part of what we do, but we really are a social enterprise. And I mean, we get involved in, you know, more than just, you know, placing people. We do training, we do mentorship, we do all sorts of other things. So it's not just, you know, let's get these guys working, or like placement. You know, we don't charge recruitment fees. We're certainly not a traditional agency by any means. So we do get involved, and we do work out these things, and we do try to impact people's lives and try to, you know, keep people employed, because at the end of the day, jobs are the most important thing. Just to clarify that. So the research that we did was quite extensive, and to try and change something that's quite entrenched in society is not a simple thing by any means. Mm. But yeah, I would say that would be our priority, you know, getting the guys actually, you know, to take it more seriously, to take take going and actually finding jobs and sticking it out, is I think the way to handle it.
I'll tell you, just to agree with you, Errol, on the point that you've just made now, talking specific to my partner now, she loves work. She loves the work that she does, and she'll do it in, or rather, as much as she can. But she will always say, you know, she does need time to have a time with a child. You know, she wants sure. to be out there, but she still wants to work, but she still wants to, you know, to have that time with her child. We continue, listening to Errol Freeman, by the way, to you listening at home, 35 minutes past five. Errol Freeman is the marketing director at Lulaway, joining us this morning. She just said to us about, women and employment, talking about women. In 2018, Errol, I mean, we have to say, we know that we are making this push to get women in there into the working place. But in terms of demographics, who's who in the zoo? I mean, you talk of your black women, you talk of your white women. Are we winning the case? Are black women starting to understand that they have the power? They can actually work. Are white women also coming out of their houses and saying, we can also work?
Well, I mean, we're replaced in the marketplace really on an entry level. You know, it's the positions that we have are not exactly the most glamorous positions. You know, the majority of the guys that are on our database are black, or they're entry level. They're guys that are just matriculated. They haven't worked before. It's not exactly, you know, the most aspirational jobs, but at the end of the day, it's where the country needs jobs. It's where the country needs, you know, people to impact their lives and start somewhere. At the end of the day, it's not a glass ceiling by any means, but it's not exactly, you know, we're in the space of, we're in retail, we're in the call centers, we're in the security industry, the logistics industry, the wholesale industries. So empowering, I suppose to a degree it is empowering for a lady to go out there and feel like they're actually doing something. But I can't really comment about white women. We're not really in that space. The majority of people that are on our database are people that are obviously colored, depending on where in the country, you know, but predominantly black women. I don't know if that answers your question, but I think it just clarifies, you know, to a degree, you know, there's empowerment there, that people that are feeling that they obviously, you know, more in control of their destinies. But a lot of it is really just out of desperation. You know, I don't think it's, you know, to go and work in certain industries is aspiration.
All right. Errol, I think you're breaking up there. You still with me? Errol Freeman? All right, Errol, I think we've lost Errol there. I do apologize for that break. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Errol Freeman, marketing director at Lulaway. I just wanted to give him a chance to maybe finish off by addressing you directly as the marketing director from Lulaway. But we continue finishing off then this.